Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by San Francisco State University's graduate business programs offering 5 accredited advanced degrees, the SF State MBA, rigorous, real-world, respected, open house schedule, and more information at mba.sfsu.edu.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report.
All persons at the state capitol are in violation of Section 6022 of the Penal Code. You are hereby ordered to immediately leave the area.
Authorities arrested roughly 70 people last night after a boisterous day of protesting in Sacramento. College students from across the state who participated in Occupy the Capitol say they hope lawmakers heard them loud and clear. The California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers has more.
They may have different solutions in mind, but the several thousand students who showed up Monday in Sacramento were in perfect unison on the problem. From UC, CSU, and community college campuses they came, angry over hundreds of millions of dollars of cuts over the last few years. Cuts, they say, that have damaged an entire generation's future. Rosa Valle came from her campus at Cal State Long Beach.
Education is a right. It's not a privilege. And they should really reconsider all the budget cuts they're making to our education.
But those cuts have been a function of two indisputable facts. The state's revenues have not kept up with demands, and unlike, say, K-12 schools or health care for the poor, there are no legal protections for higher education dollars. Once the group moved inside the Capitol, some called for repeal of Prop 13's property tax limits. Others wanted a new tax on millionaires. Some legislators spoke to protesters as they roamed the hallways. The question, though, is whether they heard them. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
Our series, State Parks on the Rocks, continues today in a leafy corner of Mendocino County known as Hendy Woods. It's a pleasant spot for a picnic, but it's one of about 60 state parks on the list for closure. As Molly Samuel reports, locals are worried that will impinge on their lifestyles and their livelihoods.
24-year-old Sid Bernstein grew up on an apple farm in Yorkville, one of four tiny towns in the mostly rural Anderson Valley. She can't recall a time when Hendy Woods wasn't part of her life.
I grew up coming here for birthday parties, for school events. When I was older, we would come here and run, you know, during sports seasons.
Bernstein left for a while. She went to UC Berkeley for college and traveled the world. But she's recently returned to the Anderson Valley and to Hendy Woods.
As I'm getting older, I come here and I bring family members when they're visiting. And I also just come for peace of mind. To walk in the grove is to feel peaceful.
Bernstein says this park, with its wide curving trails through old-growth redwoods, its popular swimming hole and picnic area, is where locals go to take a walk and to gather.
Some people have a plaza. Some people have a central square. We have a wood.
I don't think there's a person in the valley who's lived here for any period of time that hasn't spent some time there.
Erica Lemons is the manager of Lemons Philo Market, a grocery store just down the road from the park's entrance.
We are a full-service market. We do all our own butchering, all our own fishing. We have meat market, fresh produce, local produce, things like that.
The tortilla rack there?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
A lot of the campers trade with us. The park employees trade with us.
Lemon's family has owned the market for 30 years, long enough to see the economy here change from logging to tourism.
There's just not as much industry here as there used to be. We rely a lot on the tourist trade, and when you take away something like Hendy Woods, you've put a huge cut into what we can do here.
Figures from the Parks Department show that Hendy gets nearly 50,000 visits each year, and the vast majority are campers. And they spend money in the Anderson Valley. They stop in Lemons Market, eat at restaurants, they go wine tasting.
We, without a doubt, raise a lot of taxes here and send them off to Sacramento.
Kathy Bailey is on the board of the Anderson Valley Chamber of Commerce. She says Hendy Woods brings in tourists, and the tourists bring in money. Closing the park would hurt local business.
Every park is important. However, there is no question that some parks are more important to the economic life of their community.
Ann Bailey points out that money doesn't just stay in the Anderson Valley. Taxes also go to the state.
I have yet to find any credible suggestion that closing the park will actually save money. If you look at it from the point of view that they really, hopefully, should be looking at it from, which is revenue to the general fund.
But that's not how they're looking at it.
it is unfortunate that we're having an impact on the local economy, and we know that we are important to the local economy.
Ruth Coleman is the director of the California Department of Parks and Recreation.
But the fact that we are a net generator of tax dollars does not come into our budget. We don't benefit from that. So it wasn't one of the elements that we could really consider.
In other words, the fact that Hendy Woods brings money to local businesses, which in turn send taxes to Sacramento, doesn't do anything for the parks budget, which has been cut by $22 million. In picking which parks to close, officials considered things like how many people visit and how much they pay to get in. By those measures, Hendy Woods was never going to be a Hearst Castle or even rival Estate Beach in San Diego. But the park had another strike against it. It's part of a cluster of parks in the same area that all share staff.
So if we're going to have to sweep staff in order to save money, then you're not going to have anybody there to be able to operate that range of parks. And so Mendocino is particularly hampered by the fact that you have a number of parks that are close to each other.
Of the 70 state parks on the original closure list, 8 of them are in Mendocino County. So, last fall, Anderson Valley residents began to get organized. While Occupy protests were raging in Oakland and other parts of the country, Sid Bernstein and some of her friends decided to occupy Hendy Woods.
And we're just really happy to have everyone here to celebrate today.
And it's so much funner than occupying a bank.
A couple hundred people marched through the redwood groves. They held yoga classes, bird-watching sessions, and, yes, sang songs around the campfire. With help from the local Chamber of Commerce, they formed the Hendy Woods Community, a nonprofit that could help keep the park open by supplying volunteers and raising money. They've proposed the idea to the State Parks Department and expect to hear back by mid-April. For the California Report, I'm Molly Samuel in Mendocino County.
There are 13 other redwood parks on the closure list. Find out more online at californiareport.org. On Monday, we'll visit Northern California's biggest park.
You can backpack 6 days and never cross yourself and probably never see another soul.
Local volunteers love it so much they raised $1 million to keep it open. That's Monday when On the Rocks continues. That's the California Report for Tuesday, March 6th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, with nomination information about the 2013 Leadership Awards at www.irvine.org, and the California Endowment, building healthy communities because that's where health happens. More information at calendow.org.